This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT staff gain a lot from the annual Wellness Day, and government is set to join hands with Umngeni Municipality to fix water issues in the Midlands. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology staff came out in great numbers for the annual Wellness Day held on the 23rd of October 2025. The event encouraged employees to take a break from their busy schedules and focus on their health and well-being. Staff had the opportunity to update personal matters, get health checks and interact with a wide range of service providers, including Discovery Health, Caesar Hosmed, Old Mutual, Leras SA, Simeka Health, SOS Optometrist, MET Sports and Recreation Unit, MTN, Ekwini Health, Forever Living, IMS Finance, and many more. The Student Center and Seminar Room were transformed into a lively marketplace for the day. Tlhakani Phamzobe, HR Advisor and Event Organizer, says the aim of the event was to remind employees to pause and prioritize their well-being. Staff members such as Nomu Santlapo from Procurement and Nkolani Mkonde from Maintenance took advantage of the health screenings, with Mkonde even receiving useful advice after an eye checkup. The day wasn't just about checkups. It was also about fun and fitness, with staff and service providers competing in netball, soccer and athletics. In netball, teams like Easy Cova, OPS Queen, Seps, Kwamialuza and Student Affairs battled it out, while seven soccer teams, including MET staff, wardens and operations, brought energy to their field. The highlights of the athletics was when the 100-meter race was won by warden Begim Chali when he sprinted to victory, narrowly beating Deputy Director for Sports and Recreation, Siyabulela Mkhwalo. The Wellness Day successfully blended health, sports and community spirit, reminding everyone that staying well and active is key to a thriving MET workforce. And then in other news, Umngeni Municipality says it's working with government officials to find lasting solutions to ongoing water problems in the Midlands. On Saturday, Mayor Chris Pappas joined the Department of Water and Sanitation on an oversight visit to areas facing infrastructure challenges. Officials from Umkhungundlovu District Municipality and Umngeni Thukela Water were also part of the visit. Pappas says several water projects remain incomplete, which has caused several delays in service delivery.
To date, at least six housing projects with about 2,000 houses are stalled due to the Umkhungundlovu District Municipality's failure to install bulk water and sanitation services. This includes the Sadara treatment facility, which was decommissioned years ago but still has sewage flowing through it.
And finally, abathandi benhlelo zabesifazane abadla izambane likampondo neseyizakhele igama ezokenekazi i-Afrika sebelibheke ngabomvu usuku lokuqala kwesizini yesibili yohlelo i-The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Africa. AbakaShowmax bamemezele ukubuya kwesizini yesibili yalolu hlelo ezoqala ngoNovember 28 kuthi ngoNovember 29 iye kuMzansi Magic. Kulo kuzobonakala abesifazane abagqama ohlelweni The Real Housewives of Durban, uJojo Robinson, u-Annie Mthembu noNqobile Ndlela odume ngo-Angel. UMadam Evodia noCrystal Kale abagqama bona ohlelweni The Real Housewives of Johannesburg nabo bazobe beyingxenye yalo. Bonke bazobonakala befika edolobheni eRio de Janeiro eBrazil bezoshawa umoya. Bazobe sebehlangana neyintokazi uZena Nyambu noDr. Catherine Masitsa abazakhela igama ohlelweni The Real Housewives of Nairobi. UPrincess Jikoko owagqama ohlelweni The Real Housewives of Abuja noMariam Adeyemi Tima oke wabonakala ohlelweni The Real Housewives of Lagos. Bonke labo sifazane bazohlangana endlini kanokusho iPhananagwai, lapho bezozama khona nobudlelwane bejabulele ubuhle bendawo abakuye baxoxe nangempilo yabo. Umsunguluke walolu hlelo uGraham Swanepoel uthi lolu hlelo lungaphezu nje ukuthi begqamisa impilo yalabo besifazane, kodwa liqhakambise nempumelelo yabesifazane ne-Afrika yonkana, njengoba kuyo kugqama namasiko abakhulele kuwo, imisebenzi abayenzayo nempilo yabo ephezulu.
Hi fam, Showmax just released.
Now to recap your top story this hour, MET staff gain a lot from the annual Wellness Day. This is all for myself this hour. This is all for myself for today. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock for your MET Radio News. I am Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MET Radio podcast.